Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Martin, the great Michelle Martin, being added to our lineup on June 30th. Looking forward to that. One of the treats we'll be bringing you from our new home here at 160 Varick Street. And coming up later in our inaugural show this morning, Craig from Craigslist will be by. So will Fareed Zakaria, editor of Newsweek International, and DJ Spooky, the subliminal kid, talking about the idea of a creative commons, music sampling, and modern civilization. And we'll share tips for how much carry-on luggage you can get away with on an airplane now that they're charging for the first checked bag. We'll have the author of the middle seat column in the Wall Street Journal tell you just how much you can squeeze in as carry-on luggage with this $15 per bag charge now spreading from airline to airline. But now that call in on the mayor. The New York Times poll out today, as I said, finds Mayor Bloomberg is still extremely popular. Very rare for an executive at any level of government after 6.5 years. President Clinton sustained it for that long, but a 67% approval rating, only 28% disapprove. So Mayor Bloomberg is as popular today as President Bush is unpopular today, and that's saying a lot. And about 5% of New Yorkers said they have no opinion about Mayor Bloomberg. I would like to meet those people. Do they know what they had for breakfast this morning? Do they know who's running for president? But the poll found that most New Yorkers also think the city is on the wrong track. And very few who approved of the mayor, funnily enough, could name specific accomplishments of his. So that's what I thought we might do with you in part now. Call us at this brand new call-in number here at Varick Street. Actually, many of you already are, and our lines are full. So when people finish up, make a note of it, at least for a while. Our phone number is going to be 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729. I'm told, by the way, that this is a temporary number, and we'll have one that sings a little more when we're all settled in. But for now, you know how it is when you first move, right? The boxes are unpacked. The boxes are still unpacked. The phones aren't all hooked up. It has that new car smell, which is exciting, but you're not quite sure where the bathrooms are, that kind of thing. So our new Varick Street Studios call-in number for now, 646-778-3729. And I did, as I said, figure out that 3729 corresponds to fray, like get in the fray. So be ready to get in the fray on the mayor's best and worst and whether the city is on the wrong track at 646-778-3729. Or, of course, you can post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. David in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hey, Brian.
So, can you name an accomplishment of the mayor?
Absolutely. I think that the 311 system is one of the best things he's done. It gives us citizens a place to find out information, but I think importantly, the mayor and the people in charge get to know what people are complaining about and what their issues are.
Do you have a worse thing that he's done?
I was thinking back while I was on hold, and I was not very happy with how he handled the Republican convention, but I can't give any details. I don't remember exactly what went on there.
Do you think the city is on the right track or the wrong track, generally?
The city's on the right track, yeah.
Leave it there. David, thank you very much.
Brian.
I think Jan in Brooklyn can give us some specifics about the Republican convention that she didn't like, right, Jan?
Yeah. I was going to say 311 was the best. And the thing was, when he put the people by the oil piers, the protesters, and after he did that, I never would vote for him ever again. I was so angry that he put the people there because people got sick and it was terrible. They got dirty and everything was horrible. I know one girl that was there.
Jan, thank you very much. And Barbara in Stuytown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Mayor Bloomberg has a great personality, a very soothing rhetoric as opposed to Mayor Giuliani, but as a Stuyvesant Town resident, we're all worried about what our future is going to be, whether we're going to be allowed to stay in the homes we love, and most of us aren't wealthy, and I feel Mayor Bloomberg's done nothing to help that.
Let me ask you how it's going at Stuyvesant Town. You know, one of the interviews that that most surprised me, you know, on this show in the last few years, and I'm surprised that this moment didn't make more news than it did at the time, it was when Eliot Spitzer was running for governor. And he came in and did a one-on-one interview, and it happened to be the day after Tishman Speyer bought Stuyvesant Town. And I'm sure you and a lot of other residents there were worried that this rent-stabilized development, which was already going to market rents for any apartment that becomes vacant, that there would be a push to get more of you out. And Spitzer, even though he was going to be the governor of New York, even though he's a Democrat who supports rent stabilization, said, oh, no, I trust my friend Jerry who runs Tishman Speyer. He wouldn't do anything like that. Have they done it?
They haven't really done anything, you know, directly to hurt the tenants, but I do notice that a lot of people, including some college students who they are supposed to be, you know, moving into Stuyvesant Town and sort of protecting, are being forced to move. And other people who just have, you know, maybe a cabin in the Catskills are also getting GULAB or non-renewal notices, and people are quite worried. We had a tenants meeting at the end of next month, and I'd like to single out Dan Gorodnick, you know, our city councilman who's doing a fantastic job, as well as Brian Kavanaugh, in trying to help the tenants right now.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, in this New York Times poll today, here's a problem for people who want to be mayor. Almost no one knows who they are. City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, Comptroller Bill Thompson, and Congressman Anthony Weiner, the three leading likely Democrats, at least, for the nomination, an overwhelming majority, had no opinion about them, said the Times poll. Right? What's the difference between the leading Democratic mayoral hopefuls and a rubber stamp? A rubber stamp leaves an impression, to quote what Parks Commissioner Henry Stern once said about the city council. But they are not leaving an impression. How would you like to be in public life as long and as prominently as Christine Quinn, Bill Thompson, and Congressman Anthony Weiner, and have an overwhelming majority of New York City residents have no opinion about you? But that's what the Times poll found. Though I expect many of you who listen to this show have an opinion about them. 646-778 Frey. Coming in on our webpage, what comment was that? Comment 9 says, let's see, my producer says, read comment 9. And it says, I think the mayor has done some good things. 311 is a wonderful improvement. However, I am very upset with the mayor on two important issues, and these overshadow any other accomplishments. One, control of the schools, mayoral control of the schools. This, which had promise, was totally flubbed. The Department of Education's obsession with high-stakes testing, the current admissions fiasco, and the hubris of no apology regarding same, and two, unbridled, undemocratic real estate development, Atlantic Yards, is a travesty. And then comment 10 says, Bloomberg's legacy, I don't smell like an ashtray when I get home from a night out, writes Ben Aranda. Neither does anybody else. Okay. Let's see. Dom in Greenwich. You're calling from Greenwich, Connecticut, but looking in on what kind of a job Mayor Bloomberg is doing in New York City, huh?
Yes, I am.
And how does it look from up there?
I see the city as a city on the hill. I see a hope. He's very hopeful, and I just I hope he continues. I'm looking forward to spending more and more time in the city with my grandchildren, and I think it's just a very exciting prospect.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it's good for people who visit from Greenwich, which is a good thing. Matthew in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, I just wanted to agree that the ban on smoking in bars and restaurants has done tremendous, tremendous things for the quality of life in the city, I think.
And let me ask you, in fact, I'll test the next few calls that I take now that we figured out that Christine Quinn, Bill Thompson, and Anthony Weiner are having trouble making an impression. If you had to name one politician in the city right now to succeed Mayor Bloomberg when he's term limited at the end of next year, who would it be? You have anybody? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I think Christine Quinn is a very brassy politician. I like her style.
Okay. Thank you very much. What line? What line next was that? Was somebody giving me a line to take? I can't hear you. Okay, I can't hear you. I will try Ian in Brooklyn. Ian, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ian.
Yes, hi, Brian. Good program. Yeah, I think as in the African-American community, the way he has dealt with police issues has been much calmer under Mayor Giuliani. You always felt that the police was on his side or, you know, and always caught a lot of stuff. But with this mayor, I feel it's been a calmness, even with the recent issue in the Queens, even after the verdict. He came out and he gave his opinion, but he asked the community just to hold it together and stuff. And I think that's a respect that I like as an African-American.
Ian, one of the other things in this poll in the Times was the reflection of the continuing split along racial lines on the Sean Bell case, and that 78% of African-Americans said there was no excuse. 50% of whites, let's see, I don't have that exact number in front of me, but I think it was about 50% of whites, more whites said yes, it was understandable than said no. And Police Commissioner Kelly is still more popular than unpopular in the African-American community, but it's getting closer. So it's a 55% approval, 45% disapproval for Kelly.
And one more thing on Mayor Bloomberg. I just I like the guy because it's the first politician that I could know securely he's not in nobody's pocket.
So who would you like to see succeed him, Ian?
Well, I like Christine Quinn. I think she has a good possibility there.
Thank you. It's unanimous so far. Two for Christine Quinn and none for anybody else. Lewis in Manhattan, before you talk about Bloomberg, who would you like to see succeed him? I know that's not why I asked you to call. You got anybody? Oh, Lewis. I'm sorry. I put Lewis on the spot. That's poor Lewis.
Hello?
Jimmy, is that Jimmy in the Bronx?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Jimmy. Tell us what you called to say about Mayor Bloomberg.
I'll start with the worst thing he did. You know, he raised those fines like extremely high, and it has affected the life of people in the city, you know. I mean, you double park the car for a couple of seconds and you get a $115 fine, which is nowhere else in the country. You know, that's something that, you know, I didn't like about his administration. Mm-hmm. And it looked like he wanted to fill up the budget, you know, and it looked like it's robbing the people, you know. But other than that, like I said, he's a good man. When he came after, you know, Giuliani, the tension went down. He's like a, you know, a figure father and managed and run the city very well, you know. I mean, it's acceptable from both sides, you know.
Anybody
Democrats and Republicans, he's a good man.
Jimmy, anybody you'd prefer at this point to succeed him?
Well, I'd like, probably, I don't know many of the you know, local figures over here, but I wish, you know, a big name that is proven in other areas could run that, you know.
You have
it. Maybe Christine Quinn would be, you know, a good one. But I don't have
You
any.
Don't know. It's early yet. Okay, Jimmy, thanks a lot for that. We really appreciate it. And Kim Marie, did I get your name right, in Manhattan?
Yes.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
Most of my points have been covered, 311 being so positive, the smoking ban being positive.
You should see our board, man. 311, people love 311.
And the problem that I have is the under-supervised construction sites.
Yeah.
That's really nerve-wracking and frightening to me, and I really wish that he could take control of that.
Anybody you'd like to succeed him?
I don't know. What about you?
If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve.
But
thank you for the thought. Okay, Kim Marie, thank you very much. And thanks to everybody who called in on this. We're going to take a break, and then another of our First Day on Varick Street guests. Can't wait to talk to Craig from Craigslist. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.